Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And good afternoon. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday, September the 12th. I'm looking outside of our studios right now, and it is a beautiful, partly cloudy day. It is hot as hell out there. Broke into a sweat just walking from my apartment. I mean, come on, it's September 12th. I know it's still early, but man, I'm just waiting for that first cold front. We have a lot to keep our eyes on, and we're doing that here at WWL for you. The latest on the tropical depression that may become a tropical depression, may become a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico, is something that is on our radar. We're watching that for you. Not really sure what's going to happen. There is every reason to believe it's going to go into Texas, somewhere between Houston and Brownsville, and maybe even go into parts of Mexico as well. So it doesn't look like it's going to touch us. But, hey, it's something we have to watch. Also, this tremendous storm, Hurricane Florence, still heading for the coast of the Carolinas. Mainly North Carolina, now headed a little bit more towards South Carolina. The Cajun Navy is already ramping up. They're on their way now to help. They may actually be on the road right now to go help. And a lot of people from Louisiana and Mississippi are already heading for the Carolinas to help. And it just, you know, these are the times that in some ways bring out the best in all of us. You know, we don't think about politics. We think about people being human beings and people being in need. And if anybody can relate to what it feels like to be in need, it's the people in New Orleans and Louisiana and the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We know what it's like to be in need after a big storm. The daily Facebook video is up. It is posted. It is a live conversation going on right now on WWL Radio on Facebook. It's about the Slidell teacher losing her job. Should she have lost her job? We're going to get into that, and you can be part of that conversation. I will be reading some of the comments from Facebook live on the show this afternoon, but get involved in that conversation live on Facebook at WWL Radio. It was on this day, September the 12th, 1960, that Democratic presidential candidate John F. Kennedy spoke to the Greater Houston Ministerial Association. He spoke there because there was a big concern. Kennedy was a Catholic, and there was fear that John F. Kennedy would use his Catholic faith to make decisions for the government, that he would use his Catholic teachings in making decisions for the American people. And there was even some concern that he might even consult with the Pope, that the Pope would be like a top consultant for the Kennedy administration. Well, Kennedy set out on this day in 1960 to put their minds at ease, that he would not do that. He would not allow his religious beliefs to be part of his governing America. How times have changed. It seems like a lot of people want people to have their religious beliefs as part of their political agenda. But it didn't used to be that way. So should we go back to the way it was? Should religion be part of politics? Or are you glad that religion is part of politics? We'll talk about that. Also, we're going to share some moments from that speech. It was an incredible speech, and it's so contrary to what we talk about today that I thought it was important to bring up that stark contrast. Also, that is posted. That's another conversation going on Facebook right now on WWL Radio. Would you rather talk to somebody or would you rather text them? I mean, honestly, a lot of times I'd rather text them. I really would. It leaves a lot of the BS out of it. You know, you can get right to the point. But there are problems with texting because written words, even the written words in a text, written words don't carry emotion. So somebody can say something and you can read it and not understand what they mean. And I've had texts taken the wrong way many, many times, and I'm sure you have as well. So is it appropriate to text people? There's a new survey that says that teenagers use social media to make their relationships with family and friends stronger, but they acknowledge that it takes away from face-to-face communications. is texting a socially acceptable way to communicate? What if it comes to breaking up with somebody or firing someone? Is it acceptable to do that over a text? What are the benefits of texting? What are the benefits of talking? And would you rather talk or text? We'll talk about that later this afternoon here on WWL. First up, Slidell math teacher is no longer a teacher at Slidell High. She is a math teacher, but she made a miscalculation here. She miscalculated a reaction to a social media post where she wrote, this was in reaction to Colin Kaepernick and Nike and all of that. She texted out, or put on social media on Facebook, "Want to not be stereotyped? Tell people of that color to quit acting like animals and perpetrating the stereotype." Should the Slidell teacher have lost her job over this social media post, telling people of color to stop acting like animals? If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. This is part of a bigger conversation in America. And I know that there are many of you who are going to think, oh, my God, political correctness has run amok. You know, there are aspects of political correctness that are totally out of control. And I would say that in general, political correctness is out of control. But there's also some positive things that have resulted from political correctness. We have learned to be less offensive to each other. That doesn't mean that what I say might not offend you, but I'm not going to go out of my way to offend you. And I think just basic consideration for somebody who might be overweight, somebody who might be this or might be that, I don't think there's anything wrong with being sensitive to those people and for us to become more aware that certain things that we say and do can offend those people. Now, I say that, but at the same time, I recognize that, look, there's no constitutional amendment that guarantees that you're not going to be offended in the world. I mean, life is full of offensive things, and people will say offensive things. But this teacher was just downright stupid for posting, "Want to not be stereotyped? Tell people of that color to quit acting like animals and perpetrating the stereotype." That's inappropriate for a teacher, in my opinion. And here's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Should the Slidell teacher have lost her job over a social media post telling people of color to stop acting like animals? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And if you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also up in the first hour of our show today, I want to talk about Hurricane Florence. This is a monster storm that is heading for North Carolina and South Carolina. But televangelist Pat Robertson made a point of saying that God sent Hurricane Katrina to punish New Orleans for homosexuality in the French Quarter. So if that's what God does with hurricanes, and God's sending a hurricane to North Carolina, which is the home base of Pat Robertson and the 700 Club, then what the hell are they doing in North Carolina? I mean, Pat, what are you guys doing? What's going on over there? Why is God punishing you? I mean, do you see how absurd it is for people like Pat Robertson to make this claim? I mean, he even said there a couple of years ago, there were a number of tornadoes through the Midwest. And Pat Robertson was dumb enough to go on the 700 Club and said, people are not praying enough. That if people had just prayed more, they wouldn't have these tornadoes. You know, we can't explain why God does the things that he or she does. But I mean, my God, I mean, this is just a perfect time to point out this stupidity, this irrational rhetoric that comes from Christians who give Christians a bad name. This is the kind of stuff that makes people like turn their back on Christianity. Some Christians do more to hurt Christianity than anybody else. And it's just time to call them out on it. But televangelist Pat Robertson making the point of saying, you know, God sent Hurricane Katrina to punish New Orleans for homosexuality in the French Quarter. And now there's a hurricane heading right for his home state. So what do you say now, Pat? I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't say God punishes in some cases, but not in other cases. Because then you just expose yourself as a hypocritical idiot. And it's just time for people to denounce these kind of rhetorical televangelists. These kind of, and politicians do it as well. Man, they buy into this religious fear. They get people all stirred up emotionally with their religion. Man, we don't know why God does things. We don't know why God made poisonous animals that can bite us with their poison and kill us. We don't know why those things happen. I don't know why hurricanes come. We don't know. But all I know is that if Katrina came here to punish homosexuals, then what the hell's Florence doing to North and South Carolina? If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Should the Slidell teacher who lost her job over a social media post telling people of color to stop acting like animals, should she have lost her job? 79% say no. 21% say yes. Boy, I'm with the minority on this one. I think she should have lost her job. You can give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. And if you want to join us with your comment, call 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scooch. We're coming right back with your comments. And we are just getting started this afternoon on WWL. All right, so a Slidell math teacher is no longer a teacher at Slidell High. She did not understand consequences for what she put on Facebook. She typed out, this was in response to all the controversy with Colin Kaepernick and Nike and all of that. Want to not be stereotyped, tell all people of that color to quit acting like animals and perpetrating the stereotype. Should she have lost her job? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Here's an update. 75% say no, she should not have lost her job. 25% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And I'm not sure who this is. All I see up here is North Shore. Do we know who this is? Okay, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, this is Leon on North Shore.
Well, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Leon.
Leon, okay, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, I disagree with teacher being fired, which really wrong with America today is that it's everything's racial, okay? And if you take the Mexicans, okay, that's racial. If you take the Greek, that's racial. If you take the white, that's not racial, okay? I'm not white. I'm Italian.
Well,
okay. I don't.
Well, no. Wait. Wait a minute. Wait. You're Italian. You're not white.
No.
So your race is Italian.
My race is Italian.
No, that's your nationality, Leon.
My nationality. My race is Italian. I'm not white.
You are white.
I'm as dark as most of the people that
okay.
walk this street.
You're a dark complected Caucasian.
I'm not Caucasian. Is the way I look at it.
Well, you can look at it however you want, but if it doesn't, if it doesn't jive with scientific evidence, then you know you're wrong.
Well, maybe you ever think scientific information is wrong?
All right, look, we're going nowhere with this conversation. You're a white Italian.
Okay.
If you don't want to think of yourself as a white Italian, that's okay. But the world looks at you as an Italian Caucasian.
Okay, I can go with that because listening to the show all day long with Newell and everything and with the politicians and the way the world is going, you know, if we don't get this stuff straightened out one way or another in the next 20, 25 years, there's going to be so much chaos in the United States. Y'all ain't going to have too much to talk about.
All right. Well, Leon, one thing that we don't do in this country, one thing that we don't do in this world is we don't make up our race. Remember that that woman, Rachel Dozel or something like that, she was white and she pretended to be black because she wanted to be a minority and be involved in minority projects or be involved in representing the minority. And, man, she got busted for being white. You can't make up your race. From Slidell, Bob, you're on WWL.
Yeah, hi, Scoot. Usually I'm on your side, but I think I'm going to beg to differ here.
That's okay.
When I first heard this story, my emotional reaction was good riddance, and I was all in favor of the firing. But I started to think about it, and I think we're going down a slippery slope with this free speech issue. And I think that it was probably better if she get her views out, and then she has to deal with the parents, the students, her fellow teachers, and all of those that know what she's truly like. And that seems to me to maybe be a better way to handle it.
Well, I guess she is dealing with all of those things in that she's been fired because of what she wrote. The school is acting on behalf of what they believe the parents and the students think of this. So, you know, you're right, Bob. There is free speech. But as you know, there are consequences for what we say. She was free to say what she said, but she's not free from consequences that result.
Yeah, I don't vehemently disagree with you. Don't get me wrong. But I think my position, the way I meant to state it, is that the consequences would come even without the firing.
Well, and they should. And I agree with you on that. They should. I mean, as a society, we should hold people accountable, whether the law does or not. We should hold them accountable for their actions. And even if she wasn't fired, she would be judged. And I guess because of the perception of the school's feelings about the judgment toward her, that's why they fired her. Bob, I enjoyed our conversation. And hey, it's okay if we disagree. Here's a text that says, God is a he, not a she. Yeah, okay, whatever. We don't know for sure. I mean, you've been there? You've been there and back? You gone to see the face of God and you come back? Well, if you have, call the show. 260-187. I want to talk to you. Dear Scoot, the only good thing about being home sick with the flu is being able to listen to your entire show. By the way, yesterday was one of the best radio programs ever. That's from Jim in Vero Beach. Jim, you know, look, I thought yesterday's show was pretty good. I don't know if it was one of the best radio shows ever, but thank you for the compliment, and I hope you feel better, because, look, if I can help distract you from the symptoms of dealing with the flu, then I've done my job. From Kenner, Paul, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Really glad to finally get to talk to you.
Thanks.
Let me ask you this little question about the teacher. Let's just suppose the teacher was black, African-American. Mm-hmm. Suppose she said these things about white people, which should have been fired?
Well, I can't speak for the school, but I would treat it the same way on this show.
Right. You and I, if you're going to treat everybody equal, even.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems to me that the school caved in under the pressure.
Well, Frank, I think it, I'm sorry, Paul, I think it's fair to say that there definitely is a double standard. And the double standard is based on the past and the history of our country. You didn't create that. I didn't create that. But, and while it might not be fair, technically, it's an emotional response to our past. And there are certain things, like, for example, we've talked about the use of the N-word. It's a lot different if a white person uses the N-word than if a black person uses the N-word to refer to each other or to refer to themselves. So whether that's fair or not, that is a reality. I'm going to have to move on. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So should the Slidell math teacher have lost her job? She posted on Facebook, want to not be stereotyped, tell people of that color to quit acting like animals and perpetrating the stereotype. We're also talking about God's punishment. Is that Hurricane Florence? We'll be right back. All right, we found out what happened in North Carolina. You know, Pat Robertson, the televangelist with the 700 Club, that guy said that Katrina came to New Orleans because God sent Katrina to New Orleans because of an acceptance of homosexuality in the French Quarter or something to that effect. So since Hurricane Florence is headed right for North and South Carolina, North Carolina being the home base of the 700 Club, I wonder what they did. We found out that a radio station at a station in North Carolina played this song by the village people. Therefore, God is punishing them by sending Hurricane Florence to destroy them. And here's a text that says, how popular are homosexuals to make God create a storm that would kill not only homosexuals, but also kill straight people? Look, it's just an opportunity to once again expose the reality that televangelist Pat Robertson is old and senile. And it's a shame that people still listen to every word he says. He's done. You know, some old people get too old to drive cars. Pat Robertson's too old to be a televangelist. I mean, not everybody that age is senile. But, I mean, this guy just says stupid stuff. I mean, what is his excuse now? In fact, I heard just a little while ago that he, on the 700 Club, he said something about, I've got a wall of protection around the 700 Club. Well, I think it's a little inland, so I don't know if anything's going to happen to them. But, again, it's just an opportunity to expose stupidity. We're also talking about the Slidell math teacher who lost her job after posting on Facebook, want to not be stereotyped, then tell people of that color to quit acting like animals and perpetrating the stereotype. From Mandeville, Frank, welcome to our show.
Hi, Scoop. Quick question. What was your stance on the gender identity stuff with the bathroom and everything else? What did you feel like? Do you agree that, let's say, Caitlyn Jenner, for example, should be able to consider himself a woman?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay, so you're fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay, you just, the last caller, you just told him he felt he was attacked, okay?
He was what?
You told him that biologically and based on his DNA, he was Caucasian, right?
Yeah.
Okay, based on Bruce Jenner's DNA, he is a man. Why the contradiction?
Well, that's an interesting point. But Bruce Jenner still knows he's a man. He still knows what he has. He's not redefining what he is. He just relates to the female gender, and therefore he feels more comfortable in the ladies' room than in the men's room. Now, I can't speak firsthand, Frank, because I'm not transgender, but that's my understanding of what it means to be transgender. You don't deny what you are because you still have the biology.
You don't deny what you are, yet you're fine. But why are you fine with Bruce Jenner calling himself a woman, and you're not fine with that previous caller calling himself Italian?
Well, it's real simple. Because again, Bruce Jenner is not saying he's not a man. Bruce Jenner is a man. He's relating to being a woman. Look, Frank, obviously you don't get it. I don't get it either.
No, you don't get it, Scoot. You're taking the same position that the left always takes. You contradict yourself all the time.
I don't think so. I think I'm very, very consistent, Frank, and I don't think you want to recognize it, but I can't control that.
Hey,
I'm very, very consistent. You cannot make up your race. A guy who's Italian can't say, well, I'm not white because my skin's dark. I mean, that's stupid.
I agree with that. And you can't make up your gender either.
But what is gender? Define gender. Define gender. I don't play. That's, well, you know, if you want to say that and it makes you feel better, that's fine. How do you define gender?
by the genitalia that you have.
Okay, then you're wrong if you say that Bruce Jenner thinks he's a woman because he still has his genitalia and does not say he's a woman. He's transgender. So I am absolutely accurate on this, and you don't get it.
Okay. Just because you decide to lop off your genitalia doesn't make you a woman either. Okay, so just have it, the way you were born.
Yeah, you can make that. I guess you could make that argument. Yeah. I mean, Frank, you're entitled to have your attitude. That's fine, okay. And you can go through life with your attitude.
I agree with you I can't sit here and call myself a black woman. I'm not. Okay, but you feel like that? No, you got to call yourself white if you're white. But however, if you want to call yourself a woman, go ahead. And if you don't see that contradiction, you're lying to yourself.
Well, Frank, I appreciate you trying to set me straight on that. I understand your point. I'm sure a lot of people agree with you. But, I mean, let's go back to this. This all starts with a conversation that I had a few minutes ago with a guy who's Italian, and he says he's dark-complected, so he's not white. Well, no, he's still white. You don't make up your race. And so Frank's point is you don't make up your gender. Well, you know, if somebody is born, look, there are going to be fine lines drawn everywhere. If we're defined by our genitalia, and if somebody has a sex change operation, then how could, if they don't have the, they were born male, but if they no longer have the thing that defines their, Frank just said, what defines being a man is your male genitalia. Well, if that's gone, then the argument can be made, you're no longer a man. But Bruce Jenner, going back to what Frank was trying to catch me in hypocrisy, going back to Bruce Jenner, it's my understanding that Bruce Jenner does not say that he is a woman. He's a man who's transgender. Again, I can only go so far with this conversation because I'm not. Now, we're not sure about this math teacher in Slidell. We're not sure if she was fired or if she had this to say to the school. No. Okay, look, I've got a new producer in the studio. No, we were supposed to go right to the song there. Okay, let's start this over again. Okay, we'll start this over. It's a confusing show to run sometimes. Okay, so the teacher in Slidell, she was either fired or she told this to the school. Well, it was supposed to be take this job and shove it. Stuff happens, live radio. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Slidell math teacher, no longer a teacher. She was either fired or forced to resign. She was at Slidell High School, and she put up on Facebook, want to not be stereotyped, tell people of that color to quit acting like animals. And I said perpetrating, but it's perpetuating the stereotypes. I want to clear that up. Should the Slidell teacher have lost her job over that social media post? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. 66% say no, she shouldn't have lost it. 34% say yes. I'm with the 34%. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, God failed. The French Quarter was not destroyed by Katrina. Yeah, we're also talking about senile televangelist Pat Robertson. I mean, just please don't believe this guy. Don't let this guy scare you. I mean, he scares a lot of people. And he scares a lot of people because he's totally mentally and emotionally out of touch. And the idea that Katrina was coming here because of homosexual activity in the French Quarter was stupid. And he was using God to scare people. And the point is, Hurricane Florence, a monster storm, which may end up being a storm that creates even more damage than Katrina, is headed right for North and South Carolina. North Carolina is the home of Pat Robertson and the 700 Club. From Hammond, V, you're on WWL.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't think teacher should have been fired. Primarily, 5 years ago, maybe. But now, since all these new political agendas have been formed, people are really coming out the woodworks, letting you know exactly how they feel, regardless of the political correctness. I think a lot of it's been told, like how Donald Trump ran his campaign, are just freewheeling. I'm gonna cater to your hate. I'm gonna cater to your fear, and then therefore I want you to tell me how you feel.
But you don't think there should be consequences when people act that way? I mean, if people, yeah. I mean, I think there should be consequences regardless of how Trump ran the campaign. There should be consequences.
If that's the case, why is Donald Trump still president then? He's not been.
Because that had nothing to do with his message. I mean, he can change it. He didn't change his message. It stayed the same. He changed in some ways when he became president, but he won the election. And you know, the problem is, V, people think there's this group on the far right, and they are convinced that Trump is in office because of them, and he's not. He was in office because of independents. I saw a survey today that showed 27% of Americans define themselves as Democrats, 28% define themselves as Republican, and 42% define themselves as independent. And there are even independent-thinking Democrats and Republicans that don't totally go with the right or the left. These are the people that put Trump in office. They didn't like Hillary for a lot of legitimate reasons. I didn't like her. So Trump won because people chose change. Well, they sure did get change, but they got some things that they didn't bargain for.
Correct. And one more point that I wanted to make is that the last caller that was trying to check you on the gender reveal or whatever the case may be, I understand what he was saying, and I agree with him. What you identify with is not actually what you are. And a lot of people identify themselves as whatever they want to be. I'm 40 years old. I can't say that I'm 24 years old. I identify as a 24-year-old. I can't say that. But what the argument they're making is they identify with this, so this is what I am.
All right, but
and
how do
honestly,
how, but,
I have children, and I wouldn't want my children going into a bathroom with a transgender. That's just how I feel.
Well, I know a few transgender people. Not many, I know a few. And I can't really speak for them, V. But they're not a threat in the bathroom. I mean, there could be a lesbian in the bathroom that is a bigger threat to your daughter than a transgender person. And you have no control over that. So, you know, we just have to be as careful as we can with our kids. And I think that's why it's very appropriate. I see it once in a while where a father brings his daughter into the men's room and they go into a stall. I think that's perfectly acceptable. And sometimes a mother will bring their son into the ladies' room because he's too young to go by himself. So I get that. But if we define gender, it sounds like this is almost a legal discussion. But if we define gender by genitalia, then if the genitalia is no longer there, then can't you make an argument that that person is no longer that gender?
I don't think you can.
Okay, well, I understand. Well, maybe we disagree on that, and it's okay. And if somebody thinks I'm hypocritical because of that, that's okay too.
Well, some people are born with both male and female genitalia. So,
exactly.
I mean, it's just one of those things. Well, I mean, I'm not a scientist about it, but I understand the situation where the last caller was trying to say. And one more thing.
Yeah.
He tried to attack you as being leftist and all that. When you do that, you really shut down a whole argument and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm not a Republican or conservative. Well, I'm conservative on some issues. Cut the name calling out, and maybe we can talk a little bit more about, you know, how we feel and how we understand each other.
V, I appreciate the call. And yes, when it comes down to the far right or far left, sometimes people use that as name calling. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. And man, some people, I don't know if they're making the right decision. I don't think they are. They're saying, oh, we're going to stick this out. You know, we've done it before. We'll do it again. It's been a long time since a storm as strong as Hurricane Florence hit the coast of the Carolinas. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm reading all of your text messages. Some are absolutely making me laugh hysterically. From the North Shore, Scott, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Just kind of wanted to piggyback on one of your previous callers.
Okay.
I agree with him wholeheartedly. I think that if in today's society an individual is allowed to choose their gender, they should also be allowed to choose their race. And my question was, why do we laugh at Rachel Dolezal but celebrate Bruce Jenner?
Well, I think the difference would be because Rachel Dolezal used her fake claim to be black for malicious reasons to get benefits that she would not have gotten. And I guess, you know, you could make the argument that Bruce Jenner is doing the same, but I don't see it. Look, I understand this argument, Scott, and I to some degree, yes, I guess I am a little hypocritical here, but I'm the kind of person that, you know, I had cross-dressing friends, and when they dressed up like a woman and went out with us in our whole group and our gang, well, I referred to them as she, and that didn't bother me. But technically they're guys. And Bruce Jenner is technically a guy. So if you want to say that, I mean, I do get that point, but you know, we can't base it on testosterone level because some men have a lower testosterone level.
Scientifically, your chromosomes determine whether you're male or female.
Yeah, so I mean, I get I understand that.
Why is male?
I do get that.
The it's just kind of the notion that the parallel that I draw is if a person comes to me weighing 66 pounds looking like Karen Carpenter and they say I identify as fat, I'm not going to agree with that person.
Well, okay, Scott.
The rejection of reality in today's society is dangerous.
I'm out of time. I'm going to talk about the rejection of reality when we come back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.